Hi, and welcome. We're the Weasley Sisters.
This is our weekly podcast where we talk about knitting, crochet, and spinning.
And how that relates to the HP, KC, HC, Gryffindor, and Slytherin. This is episode 37, and I'm Alina, a.k.a. Star Knits.
And I'm Jessica, a.k.a. Naturally Knitty. And with us, we have Katie. Hi. A.k.a. Caffeinated Katie. We'd like to thank you for listening. If you're a first-time listener, we hope you enjoy what you hear. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back.
Welcome, welcome. So, do you guys have any mojo?
Just a tiny bit.
Okay, you go.
Shall I go first?
Yeah.
I finished my super secret, which is not so secret, slingshot, which is the midi pattern for like a to-go coffee sling. And I made a Plarn clothespin bag for, you know, hanging stuff out on the line to dry. And it's way cool. And I found the Plarn at the dollar store for $1.
That's really cool.
So I didn't have to cut up any plastic bags. I thought it was way cool.
Skip a step.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know they made Plarn.
Well, I don't think it's really supposed to be, like, yarn or whatever. It was, like, by the twine and jute and stuff like that.
That's cool.
But I thought, and instantly thought, I could make something with it.
That's cool. Is that all you have?
Yep.
Katie, do you have anything?
I have the bag from Halligan.
Oh.
I apparently am not good at making market bags because I don't follow patterns. I just do what I want to do, and then it never turns out the way I want it to.
I think it looks cute so far. Here, you can hold it up and show me.
Let me see. That's cool, though.
She has, like, a knit base in purple, and then, you know.
Looks cool.
Turn over and knit two together type dealio.
They always end up way big, like the last one I made. I could fit into it.
Like, seriously. In it.
Well, they do stretch quite
position,
a lot.
I fit in it. It's my body bag. That was one where I thought the pattern looked small on the picture, forgetting that it stretched, so I doubled it.
Oops. Yeah, not the smartest thing in the...
So how about you? What do you got?
I finished... the tortoise sock, stage 3 socks, and with beads, and they're named Stardust is the pattern name, and I really liked it, and I used Lena Chase Creations yarn. It was called Lime and Blueberries, and I really liked that yarn. It was really pretty. And then I just finished part of another one of my broom dolls, the 10th Doctor. And he's done. I have to take pictures tomorrow in daylight. So I'm excited. And that's all I have finished for knitting and crocheting.
That's cool.
So that goes on to works in progress. So do you have any works in progress?
I am working on my order mission, which is a sweater for Trevor, and I worked a lot on it this week, being in the hospital with Chloe, because it's just plain old stockinette stitch. So I probably have, like, I think 8 or 9 inches of it, of the body done, and I already have the sleeves done.
That's awesome.
And that's pretty much it. I have on here that I will be doing the Tea Cozy challenge thing for Quidditch, but that doesn't start till, you know, like the first. So.
I think it's the second, actually, the official day.
Whatever.
So, Katie, you talked about your knitting bag. Anything else you have in works in progress?
Oh, I have lots. Some that I probably won't work on for a while. I have a pair of socks. I have a shawl. I have Nell, the bane in my existence.
cable sweater that she put down like a year ago.
Oh, okay.
That's not really a work in progress. That's like a hibernating thing.
I think about it once in a while. Yeah. No, that's about it.
Okay.
Cool. I just started Rose, so I just started her torso. And I have my owl knit that I'm knitting on, which is bigger on the inside. And I just finished the increases, and now I'm working on the main part of it. And then...
Oh, wow.
That's all I have. Works in progress, knitting and crochet-wise.
So you're pretty far on that, hey?
Well, you do the increases 7 times to get to a certain number. And I got to that number, but, like, the chart isn't working, so I was knitting it when we went to the movies. We went and saw the Avengers. They had it at the dinner in a movie place up near us. And so we went to see it for like $3. And again, I should mention. They have like little lights on because you can eat. And, you know, eating in the dark is kind of hard. So I was knitting. And for some reason, it wasn't working. And so I put it down, and I have to, like, go back and count and see if I have the right amount of stitches.
Okay. So,
something is wonky with that. So I just kind of set it down for now, but we'll see. So, yeah.
Cool.
But,
That's cool, though.
That's all I have works in progress-wise. So that brings us to spinning.
I know, we're, like, zooming through things.
Well, that's okay, because it'll go quicker, and then I can edit it, because we're leaving tomorrow to come visit you, so the... Yeah. The faster I can edit this stuff and get it up, the better.
Yeah.
So
spinning.
I can go. I finished some spinning. I didn't bring it over here. That one bat that I got when we were right after we got back from Universal and we were at Grandma's funeral. It's like a red and green and orange thing. I spun it up. And I got 272.8 yards of a 2-ply. So it was really nice. It was only 3 ounces of extra fine merino.
That's pretty good yardage then.
Yeah. And I didn't like lace the fly or anything, but it's about 15 wraps per inch, which is about fingering, I guess. But it's real fluffy, yeah. So I would call it like sport weight. But it's really not really my colors, but I'm thinking I might, you know, use it for a swap or something.
Okay.
I haven't decided. Because, you know, like, other people like them. And I just spun it up because I was like, after finishing the tortoise sock socks, I just wanted something to spin that, something I didn't have to really think about, you know? So I got some merino out, and it was the one on the top of my bag, so I just started it.
Cool.
So, how about you?
I'm still spinning on my newt.
That's cool.
Well, I guess I can segue into, like, I think most people know, but, like, Chloe, she's been sick for a few weeks, and then we found out that she had pneumonia, but it was not just pneumonia, it was like an abscess in her lung that was full of fluid, so we had to like go down to a children's hospital an hour away, and they like drained the fluid and had a tube in her back to continue draining it for a few days, so we spent like 5 days in the hospital. So like my new plan of spinning and tour de sac plans like got thrown out the window. Which, you know, it's fine, because, you know, family comes first, and she's, like, doing better now, and pretty much back to her normal self. She has to be on antibiotics for, like, 30 days and some probiotics. But while I was there at the hospital, a friend of mine brought me up the pattern and some stuff so I could knit on the socks, but I got, like, I think I didn't even finish the cuff. I'm on, like, row 14. And it was just too hard to, like, concentrate on at the time. And so I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to take this one off and or out and just spin on my newt and see if I can actually get it to 75%. So actually right now I'm plying up my fourth and final charcoal that. And then I still have to do the red, the orange, and half of the purple by the end of the month. So
to get that
I'm not
to be
75%? I can do it. Yeah, to get it to 75%. So I'm not sure if I can do it, but I'm going to try.
That's cool, though. I mean, I think everyone understands, too.
Well, and it's like you said, like, you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, because I know how nervous I was with her being in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what you and Joe were going through, so.
It was just like, and I had time to knit, too, like, by the end of the night, but I was just so exhausted. Like,
yeah.
I could not
emotionally drained.
I wish I had my wheel with me, and I could have just sat there and spun, but whatever.
Yeah. But that's not something
like,
you
hey,
think
Mom,
about when you go
my
to the
wheel.
Hospital.
What?
That's not something you think about taking when you go to a doctor's appointment.
Well, no, but Mom and Dad, like, came up a few times, and, like, they brought me some stuff, and then I could have said to bring my, I could have asked to bring my wheel, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that probably wasn't on their mind. They were, like, more thinking about the kids. And she said that the one time they came, they had made cards and stuff, and Chloe was kind of cranky about it. She just came out of surgery, I think, and then, like, Leah was really upset.
Exactly. She had just gotten out of the procedure. Like, they got there, they didn't even get to see her because we had gone down. Because, like, you know, they're like, you're going to go down and do this procedure now. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they got there, and she was in, you know, having the thing done. And when she got out, she didn't want pain meds.
Yeah.
So I was kind of irritated at this one. The rest of the people were, like, awesome there, but the nurse in recovery, like, wouldn't give her pain meds because she didn't want them. And I'm like, really?
She's
a like
five.
Like, give the girl pain meds that just,
yeah.
like, had a needle shoved up into her lungs and drained fluid. Huh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That would annoy me as well.
It was, I mean, at the time, it was really hard. But,
yeah.
After the fact, it was kind of funny because she was like, get out! Like, just go! Like, yelling at the kids and our parents, and it was just, like, sad. But, like, she was in so much pain. And
yeah.
then they gave her morphine. And then a morphine drip that she could, like, push a button, like, when
was
she needed
like,
it.
Was she, like, pushing it all the time?
No, she wasn't. Like, we had to convince her to push it because only the patient can push it. So then, like, the next day, they're like, we're going to get the order that you guys or the nurses can push it if she is looking like she's in pain. You just couldn't, they just didn't want you pushing it, like, while she's sleeping because then, you know, that could be really bad.
Yeah.
But no, she was good.
That's kind of...
It was funny, actually. She had some loopy moments on the morphine.
But that's
kind
of weird, too, though, because, I mean, really, when does a five-year-old, you know what I mean? How would they really know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't think you're, like, that, your cognitive functions aren't that developed that you can reason, you know what I mean? Especially when you come right out of surgery, you're out of it anyways.
Well, she was out of it, and she was scared because she's in this like crazy room that she didn't know, and it was
yeah.
you know the recovery room, and she just wanted to go back to her room and you know
yeah.
and be with us. And like I was also mad that I wasn't there when she like was coming to, like I came in and she was already awake.
Oh, they didn't have you in there?
No, not right away.
That sucks.
So no, but yeah.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah. Back to so Katie spitting no
yeah
yes you're spinning.
I got a new was it a kick spindle.
Oh cool.
It was really cool. I went to Rendezvous, which you saw the pictures of all the dresses and stuff that I was making.
Yeah.
And I was walking around and it was on a trade blanket and I looked at it and I was like, I have no idea what it is, but I know it relates to knitting. And it was $15, so I figured if I couldn't figure it out, Jessica would be able to figure it out. So I bought it. And I came home, and I was like, Jessica, help me figure out what this does. But
it's pretty cool.
It is. It's a kick spindle, and I found a group on Ravelry for kick spindles, and I'm trying my hand at it.
That's cool. Do you
it's
like
kind of
it so
like
far?
A supported spindle. I don't know. I'll post a picture of it
yeah.
on the show notes. But it's pretty cool.
The other name for it is Mother Marion's Magnificent Yarn Making Machine.
Really? A kick spindle is shorter.
Yeah. But that's what the lady who, she's like, I asked her what it was, and that's what she told me. And then so trying to remember that, to Google that when I came home 3 days later, was kind of ridiculous. So, but it was fun.
That's cool.
Wish I would have been prepared.
That's cool, though. I think I saw a picture of it, and I was, like, interested in that. So I'll have to see it when we come up there.
Yeah.
Which it's is in fun. One day. So.
Which is what?
In one day.
Oh. No, it's cool, though.
Okay. Next, we have sewing. Any sewing going on?
Nope.
Nope. I have been sewing a lot, actually. I find that having, like, 4 set projects for this month has been kind of like more freeing than most months, even though okay. like I rush around for 2 days straight knitting on just one project, I find I have more time to do more other things, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Because most of the time I'll be like, oh, I'll do this or this, and then I like start like a ton of different projects all at once, and then sometimes I finish them and sometimes I don't, but I find if I focus on one, I finish it, and then I can go to the next one. So I have been doing a lot of sewing, and I did a little update in my store today. Like, I made some fabric baskets is what I was
doing. I might buy one of those and just have you bring it.
Okay. I'm planning on bringing the whole kit and caboodle when we go there, so I don't have to put my shop on vacation.
Oh, okay.
So, next is...
Oh, you're going to bring, like, all your stuff?
Well, it's in, like, a Tupperware container, so I'll just bring it. So, next is enablement, where we talk about the new stuff. So...
No, yeah. Okay. But I don't get asked.
I said no, but you didn't answer.
Oh. I was concentrated on my super stretchy line, though.
Anyway. Oh, did you do sewing?
I did sew.
Oh, okay, then go.
I fixed Madison's tutu that she wore to camp.
She wore a tutu to camp?
She is ridiculously...
girly?
Girly.
Yet tomboyish.
Yet, yeah. She will wear a tutu and knee-high polka dot socks with sparkly shoes to camp and roll around in the dirt at the same time.
Hey, that's okay, but she as long as she's wearing something she likes.
Pocket her tutu.
A pocket?
Pocket?
She like...
In a tutu. Okay.
Yeah. So that's you sewed, my manner.
So you sewed pockets on it? In it?
No, I told her that, because she asked me this like 15 minutes before she was leaving for her camp, so I told her the next tutu I make her will have a pocket in it somehow. We'll figure it out.
It might be like a tutu pocket, like mm-hmm. made out of the toil or some the
yeah.
stuff. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. It should be a fun, interesting project to create.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
Cool.
So, any other sewing?
No.
No. Okay, now we're on enablement. So, anything new, Jessica?
Yeah. Today, actually. I just got my latest loop bat.
Oh, cool.
Which is, I asked for a dark rainbow spectrum bat. So it's like earthy tones. I don't know if you can
ooh,
see that all that
I
well.
Like it.
I took pictures. I really like it, too. It's like a golden, goes like a olive green, emerald green, and blue. I don't know what that. Not red, but red is green. Anyways, really pretty.
I don't know.
I like it a lot. And oh, I didn't bring it down here, but I got I got a club yarn from Alina Shea Creations, which is really pretty. It's like a golden color. I forget what the name of it is. I have pictures though, so I'll post pictures. And then I had ordered I'm doing a swap, like a mini swap thing through her where, like, you buy a skein of yarn, and so did 19 other people, and you skein it up into little 5-gram mini skeins, and then you send it all, we're all going to send it all to one person and pay them shipping, and then they're going to send us back, like, one of every color.
Oh,
so you
cool.
have a bunch of mini skeins, but you only paid for one yarn.
That's cool.
So I spent today skeining it up, which is a pain in the butt. So to all the indie dyers out there that actually sell mini skeins, like, more power to you, because it's a lot of work. Like, it took me, like, the afternoon to do it, and then, like, I sat with the girls and watched a movie, and skeined them all. But,
I wonder if some of them don't just have the use leftovers from what they dye.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But, I bought that yarn, but, like, you can't just buy one thing. Mm-hmm. So I bought, my first, lake weight yarn ever. So it's, like, 850 yards of, like, a wine-ish color. Like, not kettle, or maybe, like, semi-solid type of thing. I have a picture of it, too.
My daughter is making what?
No, Shalemith's daughter is buying, or is making lip balm, but it's called Crazy Kitty Creations, but it's really good, and I got the pina colada flavor, and I like it. It's really smooth. It's like, I like it just as much, or if not more, than
Burt's Bees. I'm gonna have to try some. I saw that, and I've been, like, wanting to try some.
It's soft and silky, and I think it's only, like, $3, which is decent, you know. For a handmade thing. So yeah, I will be getting more. And that's all I got.
I haven't gotten anything. Oh, I did get a Tea Furry t-shirt that I ordered. It was the Luna Cat one.
I saw it. I actually saw it and thought of you because you're way into Sailor Moon, but I wasn't, so I didn't think about buying it.
Yeah, I got it, and then Madison and Bella were like, what does that say? I'm like, oh, it's like a French thing on... And I was, like, trying to explain it, and they're like, Sailor Moon isn't French. It was kind of funny. So. But, I did order from, Shadon. I asked her if she didn't have any Morgana left, and I ordered some more. I asked her if she could dye up some more for me, and so she's doing that, and then I'm going to order it with my club shipment, I think. So.
Yeah, I got the notice that I need to, if I want to order stuff for free shipping, I need to now.
Yeah.
Or in a few days, but I don't know. I have a lot of fighting. Yeah, so maybe I won't.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask if she'll ship it to your house, and I'm gonna bring my Morgana, and I'm gonna do a mashup spinning with them.
For Tour de Fleece, because it's coming up, right?
Yeah, it is for Tour de Fleece. So. Yeah.
Cool.
I have to pack. I really do.
Yes, you do.
But I'm like trying to think of what to pack for. So I have to pack my tortoise sock stuff, my tortoise fleece stuff, my spinning wheel, my owl, and my broom, and the Tea Cozy Challenge stuff.
They're like, how many shirts? How many pants? You guys don't pack like that, do you?
No, it's all about knitting and spinning. You also, did you say the Tea Cozy thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I want to embellish mine with.
I know what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to say. It's going to be totally awesome. Let's just say that.
I want you to tell me.
Nope, I won't.
She'll tell me.
And then you can tell me.
Not going to do it. It's going to be a surprise. Sorry.
I've been pondering. I have a few ideas, but I can't figure out. But that I need to know what I want to do, because then I can pack it.
You better figure it out quick.
Yeah, I might just pack everything.
You guys can fit it in your vehicle.
Yeah. So here's my question. For Tea Cozies, are they supposed to be wool?
I don't know.
Or acrylic?
I think the wool might keep it more insulated, but I don't drink tea, so I really don't care. I'm probably going to use acrylic, because I think that's the color of what I need, or I have the color of what I need. So. And I love this yarn.
I think I might just use the yarn I'm bringing for my broom to do it. I don't know. I haven't decided, because I have like 3 or 4 different ideas of how I would want to embellish it.
Right.
So, and I think I'm going to do the knit pattern, because I really didn't like the way the top of the crochet one looked.
I'm doing the knit pattern just because I knit faster than I crochet.
So, okay. We still have our contest going on for our graphics. We have one entry so far, so we might like extend it out there a little bit longer to see if anyone else wants to help us out. Or maybe we could just put the pictures up in a thread and have people vote. You know, if they like the way that the stuff looks right now, we can always just leave it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, and for that, you can submit a graphic that you think that we could use for our podcast, either the banner or for the thumbnail or the header, and we'll have prizes. Hand-spun yarn from me, and hand-spun or a bat of some sort or to spin from Naturally Knitty. So that's what we have.
Correct.
So, anything else going on? It seems kind of like really short these past couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, since we've been stocking it up, and like that takes a long time, and I didn't do any stock this time, but you know what I mean? That like takes a lot of your effort.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're done, right?
I think so.
Do you have a rock song?
We do. It's called The Night Bus by Dobby and the House Elves. Okay, please be sure to check out our show notes on the Gryffindor blog. If you'd like to come on the show, we'd love to have you. Just contact us and we'll work something out. So, until next week, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Go where you want to. Well, here's a little something you ought to know about the night bus.
There's a triple decker bus going around the town, picking up what is that want to get around. No need to scream and no need to shout. Just stick out to one, it'll come about. The night bus gets you out of a pickle. It only costs but a couple of sickles. Stan is the man, it'll give you a ticket. Earnings behind the wheel, can you dig it? Hot chocolate for an extra fee. It'll keep you warm, just you see. If you're tired, lay down your head on one of these comfortable beds. Oh yeah, on the night bus, baby. If you can't seem to find the poor key, well then get on the night bus, baby. Get on the night bus. If you just hate to operate, get on the night bus, baby. Get on the night bus. If you can't seem to find the poor key, well then get on the night bus, baby. Get on the night bus. Just hate to aspirate. Get on the night bus. Get on the night bus. Say, man, who's on these night bus anyway? I see you got Harry and the Potters, Sirius Black, Draco Malfoy, the Remus Lupins, Mudbloods, number 12 in the old place.
Hermione Crookshank experience. We got a moth in here. Like a trip, like a bus going around a tab. Picking up witches that wanna get down. No need to scream, no need to fuss. Just think out you wanna get on the night bus. There's a chandelier hanging on the ceiling. Transportation never looks so appealing. Smell the rubber as the wheels start peeling. There's no way to explain this feeling. Throw out your wand out in the air. Next thing you know, night bus is there. Picking up people in despair. It's an experience we can all share. Oh yeah. On the night bus, baby. To find the bookie, well then get on the night bus, baby, get on the night bus. If you just hate to aspirate, get on the night bus, baby, get on the night bus. If you can't seem to find a bookie, well then get on the night bus, baby, get on the night bus. If you just hate to aspirate, get on the night bus, get on the night bus. Man, who else is in this night bus? Why, I see the parts of mouse. Got the weird sisters, hop on my puffle, advanced potion making. The Whomping Willows, Ron and the Weasleys. The Wands, Hollow Godric, Hermione and the Grangers. Dumbledore's Army, the Horcruxes, the Prefectors. The Death Eaters, Neville and Longbottoms. Lord in the Voldemorts, Ginny in the short skirts. Cho and the Changs, Griff and the Doors, Luna and Lovegood, Ginny and the Weasleys, and all y'all, wizards and witches. We got them all in here.